Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Faith Saley has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Tom Baudette and Paul Provenza are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right. Well, we have flipped a coin, and Paul's elected to go second, so Tom, you're up first. Here we go, fill in the blank. Residents and businesses began cleaning up after massive floods hit blank.
Nashville.
Right. Delegates at the UN Conference on Nuclear Proliferation walked out at the beginning of the blank president's address.
Iranian
right.
president.
The NBA Phoenix Suns wore jerseys saying Los Suns is a protest against Arizona's new blank law.
Immigration.
Right. A team of biologists in Germany have concluded that some Neanderthals may have mated with blank.
Homo sapien.
Yeah. When a mugger in Los Angeles realized the man he was robbing was Johnny Depp, he quickly changed his mind, saying blank.
You're so cool, dude.
No, he said, I ain't stealing from Captain Jack. The CBS news producer who pled guilty to trying to extort money from late-night host Blank began his six-month jail sentence.
David Letterman.
Right. Thrust into the political arena during John McCain's campaign, self-professed regular guy Blank was elected to a Republican Party committee in Ohio this week.
Joe DePlumber.
Right. After years of complaints, a 74-year-old German retiree was finally fined $20,000 for blanking in the local pool.
Washing his dog in
no,
the local pool.
For doing cannonballs. Cannonballs, or Arschbombens, as they're called in German, have long been banned at this particular public pool as they are fun and symbolize someone having a good time. As a local newspaper put it, for years he's been, quote, terrorizing fellow swimmers with his explosive Arschbombens. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Well, Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Tom has the lead.
Well done. All right.
All right.
All right, Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank.
All right.
The general consensus was that President Obama was funnier than Jay Leno at this year's blank.
Press corps dinner.
Right, White House Correspondents' Dinner. The chairman of the House Transportation Committee is asking the Justice Department to block the merger between United Airlines and blank.
Continental.
Right. Airspace in Ireland and Scotland was closed temporarily this week due to more blank from Iceland.
Ash.
Right. On Wednesday, several consumer groups asked the FTC to investigate blank's privacy practices.
Facebook.
Right. A Colorado man is fighting his local homeowners association because they're preventing him from getting a blank.
Pass.
A guard llama. Best known for playing the title role in the movie Georgie Girl. Blank died at age 67.
Redgrave.
Lynn Redgrave.
Thank you.
Two women from New York and Virginia were selected by the Navy to be among the first women ever to serve on a blank.
Submarine.
Right. A Chicago woman is suing a hair salon after sustaining injuries when she blanked.
Went out to get her new copy of Satirista.
No.
God.
No, when she was suing the hair salon after sustaining injuries when she tried to kick her husband on the sidewalk and fell through the salon's window. Melanie Shaker and her husband are walking down the street, and for reasons unknown, she tried to kick her husband. She slipped and fell through the window of Fass's salon. Naturally, Shaker is suing the salon for not having what is called drunk-proof glass.
Is that true?
Yeah, it keeps clumsy and intoxicated pedestrians from breaking your window.
Wow.
In a strange coincidence, we here at the show are also suing Fass's salon for not having a security camera because, man, we would have loved to see that.
I don't know if you check YouTube.
Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Well, Paul had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points and is tied with Tom for the lead.
All right.
All right.
So how many, then, does Faith need to win the game?
5 to tie, 6 to win outright.
All right, Faith, here we go. This is for the game. Protesters took to the streets, and the Dow plunged after lawmakers in blank approved their austerity bill.
Greece.
Right. 3 days after a massive pipe rupture, the water in blank was officially declared safe to drink.
Boston.
Yep, love that dirty water. The suspect in the Times Square bombing attempt was able to board an Emirates airplane because officials there did not check the updated blank.
No fly list.
Right. Both the House and the Senate voted not to give themselves a blank this year.
Raise.
Right? A Florida man suspected of drunk driving did not do himself any favors when he blanked right before his sobriety test.
Oh, took one last drink.
Yep, finished it. Didn't want to waste it. Frustrated with the way Republicans were blocking the financial reform bill, Harry Reid accused the GOP of wanting to blank Wall Street.
Make love.
Yes, make sweet, sweet love to Wall Street. Just 28 days after it went on sale, Apple broke records by selling over 1 million blanks.
iPads.
Right. An Australian man was busted for bigamy when his first wife saw his blank.
Oh, monotask.
No. He was busted for bigamy when his first wife saw his wedding announcement and photo in the newspaper. Nicholas Trichilis may have non-traditional views on marriage, but he is old-fashioned enough to send a photo of himself and his new wife to the paper where his current wife could see it. He made things worse when he cut the picture out and put it on the fridge. Carl, did Faith do well enough to win? I think she did.
She needed 6 to win. She had 7 correct
answers. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
18 points. Faith Saley is this week's champion.
Amazing. Well done.
And we put up a fight, too.
We
this one is amazing.
I fought hard.
She's amazing.
Thank you. I studied.